The owners of a resort in the Poconos in Pennsylvania are building an indoor water park and hotel on the same property as the soon-to-open Resorts World Catskills Casino in Sullivan County. I spoke with water park co-owner Ken Ellis about the project in the Old Borscht Belt, set to open next year. Ken Ellis and Arthur Berry III are co-owners of the Camelback Resort in the Poconos. About 2.5 years ago, they built a hotel and indoor water park at the base of their ski resort there. Now they're building the Cartwright Hotel and Indoor Water Park in the Catskills.
We started pursuing the project a little over 2 years ago. Art and I, we broke ground in June of 2017 on our project, which is a 324-room suite hotel with an 80,000-square-foot indoor water park, family entertainment center, several restaurants, a garden, a wedding area, a conference facility, which will be located about a half a mile down the property from where the Resorts World Casino will be, and in between us will be the redone Monster Golf Course. So we are totally independent projects as far as ownership and management and operation, but we all are on the same campus, let's say, of this new development.
So were the plans for the casino in the Catskills key in your decision to build a water park and hotel there?
Sure, it was. And quite honestly, the landowner, EPR, had talked about having a hotel indoor water park being built on this location as part of the application for the casino license that Resorts World were doing. So I think there was even some forethought back then about the synergies between a true year-round destination, not just a casino hotel or a golf course, and what else could be added. And, and quite honestly, it's right up Route 17, Route 86, right? So it's very easy to get to the site. And, the New York metropolitan, New Jersey, Westchester County, Long Island, there's, 42 million people that are in a reasonable driving distance of this location, right? So for my partner and I, we've had success with our facility down the Poconos, which is a similar market, right? We're an hour and a half from New York directly west. This project's an hour and a half from New York northwest, right? So we know the market very well. We know the customer. We know families love to recreate. We know they love water. Yes, having that development nearby was definitely a major draw for us to take a hard look and get our project going.
Any plans for expanding what you are currently constructing, and when's the opening?
Well, we plan to open in early 2019, so anywhere from a year from now to maybe 12 to 14 months from now, maybe sooner, depending how much we get done through this winter in construction, but early 19. And yes, I mean, the nice thing about the location is there's plenty of land. So We have ideas for an adventure park, a snow tubing hill, even an outdoor water park could be all located on around our property, which would just further enhance the campus, as we used the word earlier, for more year-round recreation.
The Cartwright's namesake is Sir Cartwright Vanderberis, an adventurer character introduced on the Camelback property and, says Ellis, a fitting inspiration for the new hotel and water park in the Catskills.
It brings him up there in a more sophisticated way, right? So we can still have fun with his character in the water park and in where the kids will play, but we can also use the Cartwright. It's a little more of a sophisticated design. We'd call cheeky, more boutique isn't the right word, but luxury style hotel indoor water park.
Right. You mentioned generally the design differences, but what will be the biggest difference overall between your facility at Camelback and what you're building here in the Catskills?
The biggest difference is that the water park here, the indoor water park project here, the water park itself and the hotel is more of a resort feel. We've taken the design of the water park from a lot they do in Europe. A lot of live vegetation, full transparent roof. It's more real than theme, right?
Right. You were telling me it's a design that complements the natural world. Anything else?
So we're excited about it. The Catskill, to lead kind of the rebirth of it, of the Catskills. It was funny. I was in New York a few months ago, and I saw someone walking around with a T-shirt that said Catskills versus the Hamptons. So I guess it's becoming hip again to head up to the Catskills.
That was Ken Ellis, co-owner of the Camelback Resort in the Poconos, whose next project is the Cartwright Hotel and Indoor Water Park, set to open in the town of Thompson in the Catskills. Meantime, the $1.2 billion Resorts World Catskills Casino is slated to officially open February 8th. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.